Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Romans chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. A dad and his young son had busy schedules, but Saturday was their day together. With rare exceptions, the day always started the same way. Dad and son would get matching bowls and fill them with identical cereal. And dad would say, "Same?" And the son would echo, "Same." After breakfast, it was time to get dressed, and both dad and son put on a pair of blue jeans and a faded red shirt. And the dad would say, "Same?" And the son would say, "Same." Tackling the day's to-do list, dad got out his toolbox to fix a few things around the house, and son got out his smaller toy toolbox to help. Dad would say, "Same?" And son would echo, "Same." In today's Bible reading, the Apostle Paul tells us that, like the son was united to his father on their special day, every follower of Jesus is united to him. But unlike that little boy, Christians are not kind of like Jesus. Paul tells us that we are genuinely united to his death and resurrection. This means the Christian's sins were nailed to his cross and are no longer counted against them. This means the sinful soul with which every person is born no longer rules over the Christian. They are set free from bondage and are now able to live a life pleasing to God. It's a whole new way of life, and all because the Christian is connected to what Jesus has done. Everlasting Lord, I praise you for uniting me with Christ. Make me confident that I am forgiven, that I will be raised to eternal life, and am free to serve you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.